Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access, a regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a spotlight on the Tower of London and Superbloom audio tours that took place in August 2022. The Tower of London has dominated the capital city for over 900 years and remains one of the most prestigious landmarks, attracting nearly 3 million people annually. The iconic tower, during its time, has been a royal palace, fortress, prison and place of execution, most notably an arsenal, royal mint and jewel house, resulting in it being a national treasure that attracts a global audience. From an accessible point of view, the Tower of London can be quite a daunting prospect due to very large crowds and queues during very busy periods, uneven cobbled surfaces and areas with very steep walkways and lots of narrow steps in some areas without lift access, plus without a little guidance, it's an easy place to get lost in, so it's advisable to plan your visit in advance with a friend, family member or carer so you know exactly what it is you wish to experience. Full access information and guidance for those blind and partially sighted can be found by googling Tower of London and once on its page, selecting accessibility. There are audio tour devices available, but they are currently unsuitable for those blind and partially sighted and act more as an audio commentary detailing information and lack audio description, but a more suitable guide is in the works for the near future. There are, however, descriptive tours for visually impaired visitors available that I myself experienced, booked in advance by expressing your interest online, and it's the definitive guide and visual tour to some of the most notable key elements of the attraction. I was asked to meet at the middle gate and met by a senior warden trained by Vocalize, and after a short walk with assistance provided, I was guided on a tour of the Crown Jewels and White Tower, which took about 90 minutes, 45 minutes each with a break in between. The warden, Gareth, was friendly and welcoming, with a vast knowledge of the Crown Jewels and White Tower, and during each section, made room for us to comfortably stand in front of the exhibits and detailed and described what was on offer, painting pictures in the mind of the size, weight and colour of the objects, as well as giving history and context to each item. I find that the audio descriptive tour really does work most effectively, however, the more interactive you are, and I feel that you often need to ask questions in order to get the descriptions you personally require. Also, be prepared for the lighting to be too dim and then occasionally too bright in some areas, and always ask for information or assistance when you feel you need it. Each tour lasts around 45 minutes and it does go at a very fast pace, so if you need a pause or break, always ask. Senior Warden Gareth speaks a little now about how the tour is accessible, training, challenges involved, and how the tour is structured, as well as contact information.
Well, my name's Gareth and I'm a warden here at the Tower of London. I predominantly work in the Jewel House and the White Tower. My job incorporating taking round people, security aspect, looking after the objects inside it, but also making sure that everybody, if they have a question, that they feel free that they can ask it and hopefully answer them for them. So about 7 years ago, we started with a dedicated number of volunteers who from our warding team who wanted to do visually impaired tours. We then took part in a two-day training course run by Vocalize, where we had one sighted companion and a visually impaired trainer. We were able to go around, kind of break down the barriers of what scared people to a certain extent of what they would be talking about, and the ways to approach, different ways of saying things, the best ways to describe objects, the rooms they were in, and also putting together a small presentation and being able to take the visually impaired person around and getting their feedback. So yeah, it was basically going along those lines of the White Tower and the Jewel House and then working that into a tour which we've developed over this time. Well, I'd say the main challenge is trying to get 1,000 years of history and the whole castle to explore into a certain amount of time, which isn't then going to end up boring the person you're taking around, and also getting the key points in to the core story of the tower and how it came about. Also, the logistical challenges, creating tours of historical buildings like the White Tower. Obviously, people with varying degrees of sight will find it harder to get around. And the White Tower specifically, because unfortunately, as it is 1,000 years old, is not somewhere where we can really put in a lift on the side of the building or anything like that. It is very much customer orientated and also tailor-made to the person, the individual you're taking around. So what they feel comfortable with, either being stairs and what you're talking about, and also time frame as well. Well, I think the balance has to be the story you're trying to get across and the bearing it has on the story as a whole. So be it in the White Tower, being 1,000 years of history, basically starting from a timeline. That's how I tend to do my tours, from when it was built by William the Conqueror up to the present day of what it's being used for as a tourist attraction. And it's all the key pits along the way and getting them across, and then asking during the tour if you have any other questions that you wanted to go into in more detail, please feel free to ask. Because as I said before, tailor making these tours to the individual is very much one of the things we strive to do here. Well, one of the core principles of the tours is we want everybody to enjoy it when they come in to visit, feel like everybody's included, that nobody's left out. For audio guides, we want audio described tours to be as lively and as personally engaging as possible. So not only do you have a narrator talking to you, you have actual people that work here giving you. So examples being Chief Yeoman Warder, talking about his role here at the tower, what he does, and another one being very popular, the Raven Master, talking about the ravens and what they do as well. We're committed to welcoming all visitors to the Tower of London, as I said, that nobody should feel like they're left out or feel like they wouldn't be able to come here and enjoy as much as everybody else.
As part of my experience, I participated in a special Super Bloom display that took part in the afternoon that also had an audio tour. The Super Bloom is situated in the moat area of the tower, where the Red Remembrance poppies were a few years back. The Super Bloom takes place in spring and summer every year. Super Bloom is a new natural landscape surrounding the Tower of London. This summer, for the first time, visitors were able to walk through the moat to see this thriving new habitat for wildlife close up. Over 20 million flower seeds were sown in the moat earlier in the year, designed to bloom and evolve over the course of the summer in harmony with nature. Super Bloom has become a new haven for pollinators in London, and visitors could explore this remarkable space which celebrates the value of nature for well-being. We all met outside and were greeted by the curator of the project and two wardens who guided us around, answering questions and describing key areas and explaining how the project came about. There was a small group of blind and visually impaired participants who all benefited greatly from the experience. Check the website for when the Super Bloom reopens in 2023. The Tower of London really has so much to offer, from vast spaces to explore, the Beefeaters and Ravens, gift shops and places to eat and drink, offering a wide range of refreshments. There are alternatives outside if required, as well as disabled toilets in well-placed areas, and guide dogs are welcome. It's a great day out for all the family, and it's amazing that it's been made accessible. The Tower of London also listens to feedback and are continually improving services. For further information or to book a place on a future descriptive audio tour, call 0333 320 6000 or email info@hrp.org.uk. Tours usually take place in groups of 8. To find out what else is audio described in London and across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.